Hi, I'm Patty Repko, a health coach and executive chef, and these conferences are always so amazing. Dr. Rita Marie does such a fantastic job putting this on for all of us. But I have to tell you, Friday morning, when she talked about putting a flash drive in her ear and downloading all the information in her brain and she could give it to us, I thought, wouldn't that be fantastic if I could just have her brain connected to my brain, right? But then I thought, you know what? Actually, I don't want that because I would miss the journey. I would miss everything that I've been through with her and this amazing group of practitioners that it's been so fantastic to be a part of. So, and yeah, wonderful. And so my journey began as I'm a chef, and I was in the culinary industry for about 25 years and almost killed myself working myself to death. And through leaky gut and adrenal fatigue and ended up with breast cancer. So I went back to school for nutrition, went to the Institute for Integrative Nutrition, and realized that as I started working with clients, I didn't have enough tools in my toolbox to figure out how to help these people. It just wasn't deep enough. And then I was listening to an online webinar, and this lady came on that I didn't know, and it was Dr. Rita Marie, and I was just amazed at her energy and her knowledge and everything that I could hear from coming from her voice. And I went to her website and fell in love with her website, signed up for her Grand Gut program, did that. My digestion felt amazing after that. Signed up for the blood sugar program, lost 10 pounds, felt amazing after that. And then the next step was NEPT, and I've been in it ever since. It's been a fantastic journey. So thank you, Dr. Rita Marie. And here we have her. Come on up.
So I am really excited to bring on our next speaker. You don't have to open up your left brain anymore. You can close your left brain for a little bit and open up your heart and open up your right brain. Toni St. Clair, you've heard from her a couple of times. She's been in our program for over 2 years. She started with the very, very first time we did the NEPT program. And she's, when I believe, a shining star. And she went from being a left brain accountant to now really being skilled and talented at motivating and inspiring people to actually do all those left brain things that we want them to be doing. And she's going to share some of those techniques with you today so that the questions that have come up a few times, well, how do you actually get them to change their diet? How do you actually get them to do this stuff? Toni's going to share in her amazingly brilliant way how you can do it. So thank you for being here.
Oh, thank you.
And you are in for a treat.
And I'm going to do it without a clicker, girl. So there you go. All right, so the name of my business is True Self Total Health, and that was not by accident. It was very thoughtful and mindful, because I know that you cannot have true self, you can't experience your truest self, the truest expression of yourself, without total health, and you can't have total health without the truest expression of yourself. That is a left and right brain integration. So everybody here, I'm assuming, wants to help their clients transition to transformation. If not, you're in the wrong place, because that's what we're going to talk about today. So when we talk about transition to transformation, everybody wants change that comes to you. And usually you're going to be the coach practitioner of last resort because they've tried everything. What they haven't done is try to transition the right way. So when I speak about transition, I view transition as that murky, neutral zone where it could be chaotic or it could be creative. And that's where people get lost. It is the sweet spot between what you want and what you get. It is, as Dr. Rita Marie says, it is that heart-head-habit combination. So that's what I'm going to be talking to you about today, and I'm hoping that you will not only get some things to help your client, but maybe help yourselves. Because we all have stories. We all have negative feedback loops that we're trying to work with, and I hope this helps you too. All right, next. So who am I? So at my heart and soul, I'm a transformation coach. It is definitely my passion and mission to help my clients feel their very best by guiding them to shift their thoughts and actions, because it has to be both, from self-sabotage to self-care. So this gives each and every last one of my clients the self-responsibility and, more importantly, the freedom to make lifestyle changes that stick. Because that's what we want to do, right? We want to bring them in, bring them out. Bring them in, bring them out so you can help more people. I meet my clients where they are to get them where they want to be. Does anybody here not want to do that for their clients? If you do, say yes. Raise your hand. I want to see who wants that. Who wants some of that, right? All right. Let's see how we do that. So my objective today is to share what I consider to be some impactful strategies to help guide your clients to actually shift their focus and behavior to make the health, wellness, and lifestyle changes you recommend, and more importantly, that they deserve. So when I think about shifting behavior, I'm thinking about, in my heart, shifting them from fear to love. And that's really all you're doing, shifting them from fear to love. And we're going to show you, I'm going to talk to you about ways we can do that. So I think it's important to determine, talk about what health is. Health is actually a whole person approach, and you guys know that. And it involves more than just the physical. So when I think about health, I think about the spiritual, the mental, the emotional, and the physical. You need all of these. Does anybody disagree with that? You need all four of those to feel happy and satisfied. And almost all of us feel depleted on some level or the other. What we focus on in our practice, for the most part, is the physical, right? The doing. I'm not going to have enough time to talk about all four. I'm going to focus on mental, because that's where I see I can make the most impact with my clients to get them to do the other stuff. Okay, even though spiritual is really where it all begins, but if you can get people to change the thoughts, you can change their lives, right? All right. So I developed a three-step approach. Now, before I joined Dr. Marie's program, I was just doing it intuitively, and each client, I was figuring it out. Through her program, I was able to look at some of the assessments that she does and develop a more formal and structured approach. And it's helped me to really make a difference in a bigger way and be more consistent with my clients. So the first thing you want to do, you want to set your clients up for success, right? Setting them up for success. Success means, to me, that's the heart. That's the heart of the matter. What do they really feel? What do they really, 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 truly, truly want? Then you want to break the cycle of self-sabotage, because that's where they get lost, the self-sabotaging behavior. And then you want to create systems for self-compliance. That's a fancy term for habits, habits and rituals. You want to take them out of the old habits that don't serve them and shift them into new habits that do, right? Okay. So those are the three things we're going to talk about today. So here's the recipe for success, setting your clients up for success. You want to see and feel, you want them to see and feel their vision clearly. You want them to understand the obstacles. Create a positive mental focus. Clear their mind of negative self-talk. Embrace the challenges as growth opportunities. Stay on track. And then finally, self-compliance, so they can finally make those lifestyle changes that stick. Does anybody have any argument with that recipe? Does that seem good, all those ingredients? Yeah, you can do that. So where are they now? Before you can take them to where they want to be, got to have a real good feeling for where they are now. So I do that with questionnaires, assessments, and a strategy session observations. Do you know what it really takes? It takes listening. It's listening to what they're saying, hearing what they're not saying. I have developed my own little questionnaire, and it's just a trigger so I can figure out where they are in that cycle of heart, head, and habits, so I can go right to where I need to go to. And maybe ask some deeper questions, the big why. The assessments I use with Dr. Rita Marie's program, from the pillars. So when people are in self-sabotage mode, they're not having fun, right? I mean, they're not joyful. So I have them, I use that assessment. When people are in self-sabotage mode, they're stressed. So I use that assessment. When people are in self-sabotage mode, they got attitude problem. So I use that assessment. All right. So I'm going to just show you one of the questionnaires that I developed called Are You Ready to Make Shift Happen? And I'm just going to share with you, the questions are designed really to help me figure out where on the spectrum of they're ready, and willing, but not ready, or unwilling, or somewhere in between. And it just lets me know where I can begin. So it starts with the very first question. You know, I need to know how long they've been trying to make shift happen. And if they answer, see, the struggle is real, we're in deep trouble. Because that means they've tried and tried and tried and tried, and they're stuck in the self-sabotage loop. Or they don't have the talent that they need. That'd be me, because I've gotten trained really well. So, all right, so... And that, so it's, again, it's not science. It's mostly from my heart. And so I ask about 10 questions, nothing too hard. I just tell my clients to answer before thinking. Just feel it. Answer, 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 answer. Because left brain people are looking for the right answer, right? Y'all know who you are, right? But if you don't think and you feel it, then I will get a better feeling for what's going on. And then at the end, there's a little, you know, thing you circle for the number of A's, number of B's, number of C's. And then I have a little scorecard that I use. And also, it's not necessarily for me, but it raises awareness to the client about where they are and where they need, before they can get to where they want to go. So just a little, just wanted to share that with you, you know, my approach to it, all heartfelt. All right. So next, we've taken them from where they are to where they want to be. The only way you can help your clients get to where they want to be, you have to understand their core values. Sometimes they don't. So again, I hate to go back to Dr. Remarie's program. No, I don't hate. I love that I'm able to use some of the information that she has to help my clients figure out where their values are. Because sometimes people don't even know. So there's a little exercise they do, and they create their core values, and then from there you develop the vision, because the core values and the vision should be closely aligned. Does everybody agree with that? Right. Okay, so if it's not, you coach through the gap, and that's what I do. So for me, the gap is either that the values and what they want don't align, or they're thinking way, way, way too small. Right? You can't tell me that your big vision for yourself is to be a size 6. I'm sorry. That's not what you were brought here to do. You weren't brought here to be skinny. You were brought here to express yourself in your total, the total expression of who you were brought here to be. And so that's what I want to bring out. And I dare them to dream big. And if they don't dream big enough, we stay there. My clients, they don't move out of this. They want to move into the health part. This is health. And I get them to understand that. And if it takes 2 meetings, 3 meetings, 4 meetings, this is foundational stuff. If they don't do this, if they can't get through this, they'll never, ever, ever, ever attain or maintain what they want. Does everybody agree with that? Yeah. So are you experiencing that this is a hard area for folks to do? Dream big? Yep, dare to dream. You got to get them to visualize, really in their mind's eye, what does that look like? What does it feel like? Not just the body, but how do they want to show up in the world? If they didn't have to worry about what people thought about them, if they didn't have to worry about money or all the other stuff that doesn't matter, if they really just said, I'm just going to throw it out there, ugh, you know, no formal way, because I have a client say, so how should I write it up? Any way you want. Just throw it out there. So one of my clients wrote a letter from her future self to her grandkids about how she did what she did to become the person that she's becoming so that she could be a part of their lives. And it goes on and on and on, but anyway, it made me cry. Because she was connected to that vision. Whoops. Guess it's okay. No, on my end, it looks kind of weird, but that's okay. All right. So the quote that I have there is something I give my clients as they are developing who they want to be. And I love that quote. Only as high as I reach can I grow. Only as far as I see can I go. Only as deep as I look can I see. Only as much as I dream can I be. You guys believe that? Yeah. Are you ready to dream big and tell your clients to dream big? Okay, if you're showing up small, you're reflecting that. Show up big. Show up big. Show up for them. Okay. So next, we're going to go to the next slide. So I think before we go on, we have to discuss what self-sabotage is. Simply put, self-sabotage is when we say we want something and then we go about making sure it doesn't happen. Does everybody agree with that? Yeah. Simply put, okay. So the reason that this is important, and you all really need to understand this, sabotage is an unconscious act. It is not something that people consciously do. So in order to get them to not do that, you have to raise their consciousness. You have to raise the awareness. And the self-sabotage is also an act of fear in all its subsets. So fear represented as anxiety, jealousy, whatever, all the subsets. That's sabotage. That's all self-sabotage. So I'm going to share with you a cute little story, at least I thought it was cute, that explains, it's kind of ridiculous and probably an exaggerated version of what self-sabotage is, but it should illustrate the point. So a talkative mouse, a rat, and a small shrew were trapped in a flood, desperately clinging to the side of a lily pad and sinking fast. So a helpful owl came to their rescue, first telling the rat to clamp its teeth on its talons as the owl fled to safety, and then returning for the shrew, who received similar instructions. Finally, as the tides rose even higher, the owl came back for our talkative mouse. "You are rescued and will live," said the owl, "but I've noticed you talk a lot. Promise me you'll keep your mouth closed around my leg and on no account open it, or you'll fall to your fate." "Of course," said the mouse, who proceeded to clamp his mouth onto his feathered rescuer's landing gear. That should have been the end of it, right? No. They took off, flew across the floods. The owl was about to land on some high ground, but the mouse decided he wanted to land some other place to get dry. So he said, "Not there," shouted the mouse. But those were the last words he ever spoke as he fell into the swirling waters below. That's self-sabotage. He wanted to live. But he unconsciously, you think he consciously did that? That's unconscious. And so in order to move your clients from self-sabotage to self-care, I think you need to understand it's an unconscious act. Okay? And based on some deep-seated stuff, psychological stuff that I'm not trained to talk about intelligently, but am aware of it. Okay. So why do we get in our own way? So there are many, many situations and many explanations, but these are three that I've seen that show up over and over and over again. So something good is going on for you, and you make sure that you kill it, right? That's feeling unworthy. Has anybody ever seen that or had any of your clients do that? Raise your hand, raise them high. All right, me too. Okay, so it's time to do something for yourself, but instead you do nothing. Anybody have clients to do that? Yeah, me too. You fight for something you really want, and when you get there, you destroy it somehow. Anybody have clients to do that? Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah, I deal with that a lot. And so now we're going to break. So how do we break the cycle of self-sabotage? Okay. Oops, there we go. So how do we break the cycle of self-sabotage? I'm going to lose my next gig as a clicker girl, right? Okay. How do we break the cycle of self-sabotage to make shift happen? Shift happens, and I came up with these A's just because I think that way in iteration. So it starts, it's non-judgmental observation, just noticing the behavior. Because guess what? You can't fix what you don't face, right? They got to face it. Got to raise the awareness. Second one is, and these in my mind, it comes in this order. You got to monitor that negative thinking. The only way you can do that is every time your client feels something or says something, they need to write it down. Write it down and figure out what happened before that event when you wrote it down and what you were feeling after the event. Just to get an idea of what's going on, journaling helps do that, helps to capture that. So it's basically an acknowledgement. You have to help your client do this because it's very hard to face yourself when you don't see yourself as perfect. You have to let them know this is part of the process of self-love. Then you challenge their self-sabotaging thinking. So this is acceptance. This is where they reflect. They have to go back to understanding where the negative loop started. Because I don't know, it could have started from the womb, could have started in the playground, could have started last week, I don't know. But they have to go back and go back to the scene of crime, basically. And then developing self-supporting thoughts and behaviors. This is basically changing language. Positive thinking is a language of love, and many of us don't do that. So So you have to, it's a language you teach. It's a difference between I've got to do something and I get to do something. You know the difference between that? Can you hear it? I've got to do something. I get to do something. I've got to do something. I get to do something. It's language. Sabotaging limiting beliefs, substituting limiting beliefs and attitudes with empowering actions. That's the accountability piece. So when you understand that you have the negative thoughts and you have the language now, because we've given them new language, the accountability piece comes with them using that. And so every time they're not using that language, you are responsible for telling them that they're not, to keep them accountable. And then finally, it's a journey, folks. I mean, enjoying this creative transition to transformation, it's a journey. And it's a journey of joy, because it's a journey inward. A lot of people don't get to do that. Everything's so external. And so you want to make this a good process for them. Remember I said transition can be chaotic or it can be creative. You want it to be creative, because that's where the joy comes from. Seriously, if you're just pushing yourself through this process, it's not going to work. I mean, you might make a goal or two, and then you're gone, and then you're back into the same boat. But if you make this a joyful, or help your clients make this a joyful learning, getting to know me process, oh my God, the possibilities. The possibilities are endless. So what behaviors and thoughts can we adapt? So Diane loves this first one. She likes the take a good, better, best approach. We're going to get to that. So first thing we want to do is focus on doing things right instead of doing the right thing. So what does that mean? All you left brain people, you focus on doing things right instead of doing the right thing. So this is when you say, okay, it's a difference between having a menu planner and a recipe. Left brain people love recipes. Why? Because it's a science. It's a science behind it. Right brain people love menu planners. Why? Because they can play with their food. That's the difference. So you want to get people to focus on staying in the right brain so they can be intuitive about it, so they can feel it, right? Because the left brain is an executor. The right brain is the heart and soul of who you are and what you want and how you want to show up in this world. The left brain is just the dumb executor to make it happen. But a lot of us lead with the left brain, so it's confused. It's just doing stuff and not knowing why. It's like, I need to take a walk, and you're just walking, but there's nowhere to walk. I'm just walking. Don't know where I'm going. That's a useless exercise. So those are behaviors that I try to get my clients out of, staying in their heart. Take a good, better, best approach. Okay, how many times have you heard your clients say, oh my gosh, I'm getting ready to travel. I can't stick with this program. That's self-sabotage. Take a good, better, best approach. It's not all or nothing. Have you had clients say that? Like, I can't do this anymore because what if I do this and what if I do that because everything's in this big bubble? Guess what? Life happens. It happens every day. Our job is to teach them to stay in the moment, to stay in the flow, and to be able to go through these life changes without sabotaging their health. Right? That's all it's about. They've got, it's a matter of changing your focus. Sometimes they're looking for a reason not to do stuff. So if you, let's say you have to, you tell, a client tells you, I've got to travel next week for business, so I'm just going to abandon this program and I'll get back to it. Hold up. Good, better, best approach. You can either prepare in advance, take food with you, scope it out, see where you can find some stores. There's so many ways to get through this. And then you come back and you do it 100%. But it's always a good, better, best approach because life is like that, right? What's another way, the good, better, best approach? For me, clients get into this, I should have done it this way. You know, you all have heard me say, stop shooting all over yourself. Because really, life happens. You don't. It's not a should or shouldn't. It's a matter of making choices that feel right. And you made a choice that maybe wasn't right for you, but it was still a choice. And it was a growth opportunity. Maybe it should have happened. Okay. Then we want to turn obstacles into opportunities. This is where the rubber hits the road for a lot of my clients because they're looking for a reason to say no to themselves. Like, oh, can't do that because this is happening or that is happening. I challenge my clients to look for ways to turn that into an opportunity to make lifestyle changes that stick. Because maybe this is not the first time it's going to happen to you. Maybe it'll happen again. And then you want to calm the monkey mind, right? Chatter. You all looking at me? I bet you all kind of chatter going on in your head. When's she going to stop? What is she going to talk about? What am I going to have for dinner? Wow, am I good enough for this program? All that. All that's going on in your head 24/7. And for people with self-sabotage, it gets worse. So you want to calm the monkey mind. And you probably have already seen this, right? You can't get rid of the monkey mind. It stays with us a long, 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 long time. You want to make the monkey mind work for you and not against you. Make the monkey work for you, not against you. Make that monkey mind positive. If you're going to have thoughts like that, affirmations do that. Just think positive. So anytime you're shifting to negative, that's where gratitude comes into place too. Exactly. A heart full of gratitude, there is no room for negativity. Anybody not agree with that? A heart full of gratitude has no room for negativity. Exactly. Amen. So what does gratitude look like? I'm going to give you an example of clients that can't do that. I had a client, I told her, okay, let's express gratitude several times a day. Every time the monkey mind gets rapid and crazy and you don't know what to do next, think about what you're grateful for. She couldn't go there. You know why? Because it wasn't big. If you can't be grateful for clean air, a warm bed to sleep in, good food to eat, we have a long way to go. A long way to go. And it's just clues. And that doesn't mean it's a judgmental thing, but it's raising the awareness. There's always something to be grateful for. Always. Now, this same client decided to test this on her kids, because you know she's left brain, right? So there's got to be something wrong with this, not her. There's got to be something wrong with the gratitude thing. So she said, you know what? I asked my 8-year-old, what are you grateful for? She said, before I could stop him, he had 20 things he was grateful for. So it works. All right. So we want to substitute limiting beliefs with empowering beliefs. So here are some typical limiting beliefs. It's not the right time. Present time is the right time. These are all excuses. These are self-sabotaging things. It's too hard. This is where you want to embrace the challenges so you can grow, right? I don't know where to start. You start at the beginning. And guess what? You stay there until you learn, and then you move forward. It won't work for me. You're going to turn those obstacles into opportunities. I don't have the time. You have all the time in the world for what you value. Let me repeat that, because that one is one I hear all the time. I don't have time. You have all the time in the world for what you value. We got to get, and if that's happening, what do we have to do? Get them back to that core value. Get them back to that vision statement. That's why it's super important to make sure that it's strong. That's why it's super important that they've made a connection to it. Get them back there. So I like Wayne Dyer. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. You want to substitute limiting attitudes with empowering attitudes. So what we talked about earlier with thoughts, these are just attitudes and how thoughts are expressed. You want to talk about your blessings more than your burdens. Promote what you love instead of bashing what you hate. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want. And imagine what could go right instead of worrying about what could go wrong. Focus on what can go wrong, and that's what you're going to keep getting. Over and over and over and over again. Imagine the possibilities all the time. So I find that if I get my clients to focus on these things, life gets better. So this quote kind of sums it up for me. Nobody can go back and start a new beginning, but anyone can start today and make a new ending. It's all about attitude, attitude, attitude. So I made these bookmarks for my clients, and again, SIV people got them too. Enjoy the journey. I think it's super important to enjoy the journey. And here's a mindset of greatness and appreciation. You want to trust the wait, embrace the uncertainty, enjoy the beauty of becoming. When nothing is certain, everything is possible. Remember I talked about that gray area that could be either chaotic or it could be creative? This is the creative part of it. Just wait and let it unfold. So our greatness lies not so much in being able to remake the world as it is in being able to remake ourselves, because we all want to change lives and change the world. It starts with us. And it starts with how we teach or treat another person. It starts with how we change their lives, and they can change a life. And that's how the world changes. One person at a time. One healthy, happy, whole person at a time. So the third thing that we talked about was creating systems for self-compliance. I like my clients to get their success on. So how do we do that? We focus more on the shift in daily habits to achieve their goals than the outcome. So an example of that is, if you establish goals of losing weight, and you say in 90 days I want to lose, I don't know, 30 pounds, the goal is always on the 30 pounds. What I like my clients to focus on is the systems that you put into place to get to that 30-pound weight loss, because that's how habits are created. Does everybody agree with that? Right. So get them. It's not that the goals don't matter, but if that's the only focus, then they're not making the lifestyle changes. Because guess what? You'll meet their goal, maybe, or maybe not, but let's say they do, and then they don't have a system in place. They haven't developed rituals and habits. What's going to happen? You know, right back, right? There you go. So I have my clients focus more on the shift in daily habits. You want to make your habits incredibly easy to start. So what does that mean? We talked about it here at Nauseam, but I'm going to say it again. Foundations, foundations, foundations. Drink more water. They come back to me and I'll ask, how much water did you drink? Not enough. Okay, we're not moving forward. Come back next week. Drink more water. Didn't drink enough, guess what? You're paying me TikTok, and you know, I'm on the clock, but we're not moving from here until, because that's foundational. Does anybody not agree with that? You can eat all the good food in the world. You're not drinking water. You're not chewing your food. You're not expressing appreciation. Cells don't get nurtured that way. That's always stress. That's stress, that's stress that creates inflammation, that creates disease. So I keep them in the foundation, and then they finally get it after the third or fourth meeting. I drank a whole lot of water. I chewed my food. I'm so grateful. I'm loving life. Can we move on now? If you have to keep them there, you're still giving them value, because you want to empower them to make those lifestyle changes that stick. Foundations, foundations, foundations. Don't overlook that, and don't let them off the hook. Don't. And if that's how they want to pay, and some people, you know what? That's how they need to spend their money. And that's okay. Because guess what? You've taken them where nobody else has taken them, to a good habit that's going to last a lifetime, and it's going to make lifestyle changes that stick. And eventually get them to show up and express themselves as who they want to be. Because this is what I always think about. When I'm looking at my clients, I'm asking myself, what is the highest expression of this individual in front of me, and how can I help them show up that way? That's always in my heart. How can I help them show up in the highest expression of themselves? Sorry. All right, compose. And third thing is, you want to reward yourself each time you practice a new habit. The reward for losing weight can't be eating crap. And I've had somebody say that, well, since I've done this, I want to reward myself by eating whatever, whatever, whatever. I said, well, there's that. Or you can reward yourself a different way, by celebrating the person that you became, by celebrating and saying positive things about that. How do you feel about yourself after that? That's how you change attitudes and beliefs. I did this and I feel grateful. I feel valuable. I feel worthy. I feel wonderful. You're taking away that negative self loop and you're getting that positive self loop. That's how you celebrate. You don't celebrate good stuff by doing bad stuff. I'm not judging, just saying. Right. Let's say stuff that doesn't serve you with stuff that, you know, serves. Yeah, those are better words. So, in summary, those three impactful steps I talk about, compliance is a combination of how strongly your clients connect with their vision. That's how you set them up for success. Conceive positive beliefs and attitudes. That's breaking that cycle of self-sabotage. And create habits and rituals. Creating habits and rituals is basically, all those have to be aligned. So creating habits and rituals is basically their vision in action. Does everybody believe that? It's your vision in action. So if you don't create those new habits, that vision dies. They need to create those habits and rituals. And then I have here, I love what David said yesterday. I took this quote from his slide yesterday and I inserted it in mine because I love it. So guiding your clients to self-sabotage, those three C's, connecting, conceiving, and creating, because your beliefs become your thoughts become your words become your actions become your habits become your values become your destiny. Does anybody not believe that? You know what that means? That means visualization, belief, and manifestation. That's that sums up. Mostly everybody can have a dream, and my goal is to make them dream big. That is the visualization part. Mostly everybody wants to create new habits. That's the manifestation part. But to have manifestation does not require focus on the vision. Yes, it does, but it requires more believing in a manifestation. If you don't believe it, it's never going to happen. That's where attitudes, beliefs, all that stuff, that's why we stay in there. Because what you don't believe will never happen. You have to believe it. And the negative talk is not going to get you there. It's just not. And we got to get our clients out of that. We got to help them establish a new language. And I won't say got to, we get to, right? We get to help them establish a new language and a new way to express love and to move them out of fear and into love. Now again, that's the only difference between them getting what they want and not getting it. It's shifting them out of fear to love. And you too. Because when you show up with your clients, I want you to show up feeling really, really good. I want you to show up in love mode, not fear mode. Like, are they going to understand me? Are they going to like me? Are they going to be impressed with me? Show up with your full heart. Because it's not about you. It's about them. All right, and that brings me to my next slide. So we already talked about what your client needs to do, right? So a relationship where there are two people, and you're the coach, we need to talk about what you need to do, right? Or you should do. So guiding your clients to shift their thoughts and actions to from self-sabotage to self-compliant requires coaches who are caring. Well, you care. You can say you care, but how are you showing up? Are you racing from client to client and then not giving yourself a chance to download? How many people do that? Raise them high. I know you do it because I used to. And you know how I showed up? Crazy. Ready to, like, oh my gosh, I just got here and I got to go there. And I learned something from Dr. Rita Marie about being in the moment. I've seen her race to a call and then ground herself so that she could show up fully. And so that's what I do. I set a strong intention before I meet with my clients, a very strong intention of showing up the best way I can. So always take a couple moments to do that. Maybe even set an intention with your client while you're there talking to them so they can see that you care. You have to be present. That's what caring means to me, being present. Clear and concise. Dr. Rita Marie talked about it earlier. We all know that there are 40, 50 things that they need to do to fix their guts. But if they can just focus on the top three, and then the next three, and then the next three, and success breeds success. You know what a list of 40 things does? It makes people walk away from you and ask, are you crazy? So, clear and concise. You have to be committed to them. To me, commitment means keeping your word. If you told them that I'm going to send you information, send it and send it on time. because you can't expect them to give you what you don't give them. You want commitment from them, you can be committed to them as well. Compassion, okay? All right, so anybody ever get frustrated with their clients because you have all this great information and they won't do anything with it? Okay, so what are some of the emotions that we're feeling? Frustration, anger, might even make you walk away from what you love, right? Are you showing up compassionate when you do that? I don't think so. You know why? Because you're making it about you. It's not about you. People in self-sabotage, it's unconscious. It's not intentional. It has nothing to do with you. It doesn't mean that you can't tell them and gently tell them that they have that their shift needs to happen. But it can't be mean. It can't be from your fear because they're making you look bad. It's got to be from love and understanding and patience and waiting. And yeah, they might be stuck, you know, in an area for 2 months, 3 months, you know, that's okay. But with compassion and love, we'll be able to move them forward. There's always that case that's beyond our skill set. I'm not a licensed therapist. I'm not trying to play one, okay? So some things are bigger than me, and I admit that. And I seek help because we're staying in this negative loop. Nothing's happening. And you seek out help. You seek out people that can remove energy blocks like Laura. Okay, you seek out other people that may have more experience with people that have eating disorders. And that's going to show up because of you understanding them and listening to what they're saying to you. And eventually you'll know what direction you have to go in. And of course, you have to be competent and confident. You're going to be competent because you've got great support here with Dr. Rita Marie and these wonderful programs and assessments. But you have to believe that. And everything you need is right there for you so that you can show up with confidence. They know when you're not confident. Have you ever, I'm going to give an example of how I showed up not confident with a client. I showed up not confident by having an initial strategy session where I pretty much gave away everything in my head. I said, do you think I'm good? Yeah, I do. You're so good, I'm not coming back and work with you because I got everything I need. But I had to impress them with everything that I knew instead of everything that I felt. It requires a unification of the left brain and the right brain. It's super important to have all this information Dr. Rita Marie provides to us, and I'm so grateful to have it because I know it's there for me so that I can focus on the heart, the right brain, the unification, because that's what it takes. That's what it takes. You can't just keep pushing ideas and thoughts and do this and do that on people without getting to the heart of the matter. You can get to the root cause, and that's all important, but you got to get to the heart of the matter if you want shift to happen. Y'all want shift to happen? All right, I want shift to happen. You've got this. All right. So I want to wrap things up by hopefully motivating you to do something to make a difference in your life and also other people's lives. So if you have any questions about this, please feel free to contact me. Well, you know, I'm happy to set up a little conference with you to help you shift your clients out of self-sabotage and self-care. So how many people here, based on everything that you've heard today, are ready to make shift happen? Ready to make? Okay, I want to hear it. I'm ready to make shift happen. I'm ready to change lives. I'm ready to step into my greatness. I am enough. And you are. Thank you very much. So I have some gifts for you, so take a look. I got a Your Life in Balance go-to guide. I did a Your Life in Balance summit because, as you can see, I'm really concerned about people living their best lives, and Dr. Rita Marie was one of the people who was on my summit. And you are going to get 5 interviews, if you want to hear them, to help people balanced areas that they're not balanced in, and you also have access to the go-to guide that shows all 17 thought leaders five most impactful strategies to help people attain balance in the five areas that they usually have imbalance, which is health and movement and career and brain and all that. So if you find anything there that works for you, please feel free to share it. And thank you very much for your time and attention. I love you all. Peace be with you.
Oh, let's give her. Isn't she amazing?
You're amazing.
Thank you. Mm. Thank you.